Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. This week's episode is sponsored by Lauren and Jesse Rubenfeld, in honor of their fathers and teachers, Ron Daly and Sheldon Rubenfeld. Bezalel was singled out to lead the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Hashem tells Moshe that he has filled Bezalel with wisdom, understanding, the ability to make creative designs and work with precious metals and stones, along with the ability to instruct. Clearly, Bezalel is the man for the job, and along with his assistant, Aholiav, he will be able to manage the project in an able manner. And so we read, Bezalel and Aholiav and every wise-hearted man in whom Hashem placed wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the holy shall do according to all that Hashem commanded. Moshe called Bezalel and Aholiav and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Hashem gave wisdom, everyone whose heart inspired him to draw near to do the work. Interestingly, Bezalel is singled out on several occasions during this process, implying that, in fact, he did not so much manage the construction of the Mishkan as actually construct its pieces personally. So we read, Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. He overlaid it with pure gold on the inside and on the outside, and he made for it a golden molding all around, and so on and so forth. So the text tells us as well about the Shulchan, the holy table inside the tabernacle, the menorah, and the altar. Did Bezalel really make all of these things himself? What then did he need a team for? The sages respond to this question. Vayas Bezalel and Bezalel made, and did Bezalel actually make these things himself? It says by each and every item, and Bezalel made. Rather, it is formulated this way because he invested so very much of himself. God did not withhold his reward and publicized this in the text regarding each and every item. In other words, Bezalel did not actually make the vessels in the tabernacle, but he was so dedicated to the process, he gave so much of himself to it, that Hashem rewarded him by telling us it was as though Bezalel personally made each and every vessel. Interestingly, the sages do not say that Bezalel led the process and therefore it was reported in this manner. Though Bezalel held the title of project manager, his authority and title were not enough to garner such credit for the work. Rather, Bezalel is singled out because of his personal investment in the project. No one was more dedicated to the Mishkan. No one held more sweat equity in it. The sages wish for us to take note, since we all carry many titles. We are Jews, friends, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, husbands and wives. We should not think we will get credit for our various titles, lofty as they may be. Everything will be judged by the level of our personal investment. We are known as Jews. What does that mean for our investment in our people, in Israel, and in Jewish education? We are parents. What does this mean for our children? What should they expect from the people walking around with those titles? We are friends and husbands and wives. Great titles, to be sure, but it is only what we give of ourselves that will be truly marked. And when we do, when we show such dedication and investment and effort, as did Bezalel, Hashem will not withhold our reward. We will be remembered and known for our efforts. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. This week's episode is sponsored by Lauren and Jesse Rubenfeld in honor of their fathers and teachers, Ron Daly and Sheldon Rubenfeld. Please reach out to me at rabbi@ush.org to share your comments. Please come, daven, learn, and spend some time with us. And please share this episode with anyone who might enjoy it.